The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith in Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at subscribe free to our Business on the Edge podcast. You can get information out there. And if you just want a little bit more, you can get that premium content for just $9.99 a month. We continue to add shows out there. We continue to add original content. And I think we are up to about 80 hours worth of content. And by the end of the year, we should have close to 200 hours worth of business, training, leadership, information, lifestyle, support. So if you're having struggles and problems within your personal life, we know that that can trickle into the workplace. So we want to get resources to you that can help mitigate some of those challenges, and you can perform and be productive in the workplace. You can be productive if you're a business owner. So we have information out there. We have HR. We have some of my industry friends and experts that sharing their expertise in some particular area, whether it's finance, HR, leadership, time management. And of course, myself, I have some original content out there that you aren't getting on the show. You can't, you know, for an hour show, you just can't talk about everything. And of course, we have the podcast out there, the shows out there. If you missed it, you can get it as well. And some of those are in the free subscription, and some of the others are that we have chosen are in that premium podcast. So invest in yourself and listen on your own time. You can also connect with me in Business on the Edge at San Jose Women's Business Examiner. That's a free subscription. So when I write those articles, it'll come straight to your email box for your reading pleasure. Hopefully it's pleasurable. I enjoy learning. I enjoy adding value to my own life. And so hopefully I am able to do the same thing for you as well. You can also connect with us at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. And you know how it goes, ladies. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, holiday cheer. And we're getting close to that new year. And so you can post your New Year's, maybe your New Year's resolutions or commitments, covenants, you can post out there and get to know one another inside that group page. And if you want to join, you just click that little join button and we'll make sure that we get you connected. But dialogue, and it's really fun to, you know, I love these social media platforms, and Facebook has tied the world together. You get connected to people, some people that you were trying to get away from. I'm just saying. But overall, it's a really fun group out there. And so we're close to probably about 200 women on that club. I think we're a little shy of 200, but it continues to grow. So we're glad to have it out there. And so join the club and let's build that community. It is a community. If you want to connect with me directly, you are always welcome to email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or even frustrations. If I say something that you just kind of feel strong about, email me and, maybe we'll dialogue about it, or if there's a topic that you want me to talk about. You can email and share that with me as well, and we'll do our best to put something around that topic and do that topic for our audience. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. I appreciate it so much. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development. They are not separate in your small business and ministry growth. Your faith is a way of life. Your faith is a lifestyle, and it includes using your faith in your belief system within your work environment. I remember doing a project working with a client, and this client and I, you know, you bump heads sometimes. You just don't always get along, and you have to learn how to deal with conflict resolutions and those sorts of things. So I am not, I'm a business coach, but I go through the same challenges that you would go through while doing business. And I remember this customer saying, I'm just going to set my faith aside, and just, she just wanted to have it out. And I thought to myself, you want to set your Christ aside, your faith aside. The one part of your life that should be guiding you, you want to set it aside so you can give me a piece of your mind. And so sometimes you do, you have disgruntled customers, and you try to resolve them as peaceably as you possibly can. And I did. But I thought it was interesting that she was willing to set her Christ aside, to have her say. And so we don't want to do that. Jesus is the reason, not just for the season, but for, he is the reason that we do what we do, and we want to bless the Lord in that. So anyway, it's us today, and I'm so excited to kind of have you all to myself this holiday season before we kind of get out of here and break for the holidays and enjoy our friends, our families. And I want to talk to you a little bit about managerial skills, you know, the small business trends. Make that one of your wonderful pages. They had this article out here, and I think it's, I love, and I'm not going to read it to you. You can go out and read it for yourself, but, and that's on smallbiztrends.com, smallbiztrends.com. And we're going to talk about management, but they have an article out there that they wrote earlier this month, December. Everything I know about management, I learned in kindergarten. I thought, So I'm not going to read the article, but I think you could probably think about some of the things that you learned in kindergarten that was important. So what about managers? What are some important things? And when you're managing people, people are different. People are not the same. And so you have to adjust and understand what each individual needs. What do your employees need? What do your contractors need? And what does the people that you're working with, what do they need to perform at the highest optimal point in their, in that particular position and what you have them doing? And so managers need to and have to understand people, and how to motivate them, and how to get them to do the work, and not just do the work, but do the work exceptional, do the work, again, at the highest standard, industry standard. And so there was a survey that was done that I think is going to help you, and then we'll get into some bridging the gap between business and faith. But there was a survey done on how people, employees, what they wanted, what was important to them, what managers thought versus what employees really wanted and thought. So you got, again, what managers thought employees wanted and what employees really wanted. And we're going to go to a commercial break. But when I come back, I'm going to share that with you. And then we're going to bridge a little bit of business and faith. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith in Business on the Edge. So I'm going to wrap up my last segment here on this survey, and then we're going to bridge the gap between business and faith. So what managers think employees want? This is on a scale of 1 to 10. And then what employees really want, because motivation is important. And if you're trying to motivate your employees and you're not motivating them with the right, for lack of a better term, persuasion or meeting their needs to be persuasive, to get them to really perform at their highest level of industry standard, you have to motivate. And interesting, money's not always the biggest motivator. We might think that, but it's not always. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what managers think employees want, number one, good pay. That's what managers thought. But employees, that ranked number 5 on their list. That ranked 5th on their list. That was not number 1 for them. So number 2, and we're going to do the managers, and then I'll tell you the, you know, what rank the employees wanted. Number 2, the managers thought they wanted job security. And again, that was not the case for employees. Employees, that was number 4 on their list. And so number 3 for what managers thought employees wanted, promotion and growth. And interesting enough, employees, that was number 6 on their list. So if we were putting this in their order, but that was number 6 on their list. What managers think employees want, and this is number 4, good working conditions. Good working conditions. That is number 7 on employees' list, what they really wanted. So far, we haven't gotten to number 1. What is the number 1 thing that employees want? So we're on number 5 of what managers think employees want. Interesting work. Employees really want, number 1 is interesting work. That is first on employees, on an employee's list, is they want interesting work. Can you believe that it's not good pay? It's not job security. It's not promotion and growth. It's not good working conditions. It is being interested in their work. And I have to agree with that. If you're not interested in the work that you're doing, it can be frustrating to go in day after day and do that job, which means that you're probably are not going to get the highest performance out of that particular employee because they're not interested in that particular type of work, and you might need to move them, or they might need to move themselves and go to another job. But that's really, really interesting. Number 6, what managers think employees really want, tactful discipline. Tactful discipline. That is number 10. Whopping number 10 on employees' list. They don't care. They put that at the bottom of the list. Tactful discipline. And number 7, what managers think employees really want, loyalty to employees. Number 7. Now, this was pretty close. Employees put that at number 8, that they want loyalty to employees. And number 8 for what managers think employees want, full appreciation of work done. Full appreciation of work done. That is number 8 on a manager's list. Can you believe that? It's number 8. So you're not appreciative of your employees' work. It is like low on the totem pole. And employees, what employees really want is full appreciation of work done. That is number 2 on their list. Number 1 is interesting work. Number 2 is appreciation. Okay, so if you're a manager, this is what employees want. Be appreciative. Say thank you. Good job. And so number 9, what managers think employees really want, help with personal problems. And that is the only choice on this top 10 list that the employees and the managers agree. Number 9. Number 9, help with personal problems, which means employees are saying, really stay out of my personal life, basically. They don't really want help with, not that they don't want help with personal problems, just that on this top 10 list, this is where that particular support, if you will, landed. Number 10, final, what managers think employees want. Number 10, feeling of being in on things. And this ranked number 3, your employees want to feel like they're being in on things, that you're making them feel inclusive. And so managers are excluding their employees, where employees are saying, hey, we want to be included. We want interesting work. We want full appreciation of work done. We want to feel like we're being included on things. We're a part of everything. Number 4, for employees, what they really want, job security is number 4. So, and then good pay is number 5 for them. So that's the order of that. And number 6, in putting it in order for employees, number 6 is promotion and growth. Number 7, good working conditions. Number 8, loyalty to employees. And then number 9, help with personal problems. And number 10, last on the list, tactful discipline. And so when you understand your employees, you are able to motivate them and get them to accomplish the tasks that they need to accomplish. And it helps everyone involved in the organization to have higher self expectations. They're able to work together better because you're creating that healthy environment. So you want to be able to do that. So having said that, that is your managerial lesson for the moment. And I'll jump back to that if I can. I'll give you a little bit more before we're out of the show, since it's just you and me and the Holy Ghost and here on the show today. But let's bridge the gap between some business and faith before I have to be pushed to a commercial break. I want to talk about, in bridging the gap between business and faith today, a hate and destruction, differences in the world, people differences. We've got all these heightened fears, threats, phobias. And I want to bring us back to, I think, what's really important. First of all, we're not going to get away from bad things happening to good people. We're not going to get away from radicals out there doing things, hurting people. We're just not. It's just not going to really go away. And we have a responsibility to pray. You know, we have to pray and we have to humble ourselves. And I don't want to get into the prayer component in terms of where I want to go. So I'm going to kind of get back to my point here. The love of God, 1 Corinthians 13. We have to get back to loving people God's way, loving people who are unlovable, loving people who don't have the same belief system that you have. They don't subscribe to Christian faith. They don't subscribe to Jesus Christ being the Son of God who laid down his life for us to have salvation. That's just the reality out there. And you're going to work with people who have this belief system. You're going to have people who don't have a belief system in terms of a religious belief system. They believe in themselves. And so you're going to have to deal with people who have different choices in how they want to choose who they're going to be with for the rest of their life. You have gay people. You have different religious groups. You have these differences. And we have to love people first and foremost. It is not our responsibility to judge where people are at the moment. We are not their judge. You know, when people come work for you, you are responsible for judging their work, not their personal life, but their work. Now, when you're bringing someone into a church community, you have some protocols that are going to be important to hire that person within your church community. And there's some differences. However, there's some HR laws that do not allow us to discriminate when we're going through that process. And so we have to understand that there's differences, and it's not the people, it's this spirit of hate and destruction and fears, threats, phobias that we have to deal with, and understand that we need to love people. And when we look at 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, reading the whole chapter, and I'm not going to read the whole chapter, we don't have the time, but I do want to point out the last verse. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. The world is going to get darker and darker. There's going to be a lot of things going on that we will not agree with. But what should not go away, and what should get greater in us because the world gets darker, is love, and the love of God, for us to be able to do and work, and whether it's our customers, whatever those differences are, that we can love them with the love of God. And that love of God can change their life if you just let them. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. And if you're just tuning in, we were just talking about doing a little bridging the gap between business and faith on dealing with the differences, the hate and destruction, the acts of violence that we're seeing around the world that's impacting the psyche, the minds of the people, the hearts of people, the fear that's rising up, the threats, the phobias, there's no safe place. And we're in this workforce, we're in this doing business, and there's people that don't agree with our belief systems, and people that are radicalized. How do we function in this world? We love, in spite of their behavior of anger and hate and whatever, you know, that force that is driving them, that hate and that destruction, that spirit that is driving them, that we love anyhow. And when we look at 1 Corinthians and we talk about love, and God says love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, endures all things. Christ did it. Did he do it? He did it. He endured all things. Love never ends. And so while we know that the world is changing and there's new challenges, and you know, we might travel with our work, or if you have a business, a brick and mortar business, people are coming in and out. You just never know what is going to happen these days. But what you can do in your daily work with your coworkers, with your customers, with the people that you work with, whatever station that is, wherever you're at, even in the church, we have a lot of things going on in the body of Christ, to include, we have to love everyone. We don't get along with everybody that we work with just because you work for a church. Let's be real about that. Let's be honest. But let's love one another. Let's do it God's way, and let him deal with the hearts of man and changing man, so we can accomplish what you're on this earth to accomplish. Something. And so hate and destruction, all these other things can distract you from fulfilling the purpose and plan that God has on your life. And it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. Finish your assignment. Finish what God has called you to do. Amen. Finish the assignment. There is no better place to be but to be in the center of God's will. And it's not always comfortable. It's not always glamorous. It's not always, sometimes it's a tough, tough place. Sometimes it's a pit. Sometimes it's a jail cell. Read your Bible. Sometimes it's the threat of a nation. Read your Bible. But let's love and let's do it God's way. We can't miss it. So anyway, so let's go into our power resources from Power People, Power Businesses, and Power Ministries. How do you find great resources? You look for them. You're researching information. You're researching resources. So what are you looking for? What do you need? Money for your business or ministry, processing through personal life and development, access to multiple connection points. There's so many resources out there. And the resources I want to share with you this week are a list of businesses that sponsored an event that we did this last week. We had our On the Edge Women in Business Christmas party. We actually partnered with the Berryessa Business Association. And these sorts of events are really fantastic because you get to meet new people. You get to meet people that may need your product or service. And I loved this last event because there were some faces that showed up that I was very excited. And one of the ladies said, you know, my sister did not want to come. And they came. They've been in business for themselves and really got a lot out of it and connected, made some really great connections. And they were really excited about that. And that's what happens when you go to a networking event. And they shared how everyone was so just connected and so engaging with one another. The events that we do, they're really, we try to stay away from, or at least I try to stay away from really cooker cutter networking events that they're professional, but sometimes it can be a little cold. You know, you come into a place, you're like, I don't know anyone. How do I break the ice? Well, I help kind of break the ice throughout the event. And there's a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, and opportunities to share who you are so that way people can get to know you. And I don't think I've done a networking event that people didn't want to stay around longer just to get to know and chat with one another. So it's absolutely fantastic. So I want to say thank you to the sponsors for the Christmas party, the food, the raffles, everything that made it a blast. We had fun. And there is nothing wrong with having fun and networking and getting to know people. And so I want to thank FCC Realty Group, Frank Cancilla, who's the owner of FCC Realty Group, for sponsoring the event. Financial Education Services, Ruth Vanderstein, and you all are familiar with her. She's fantastic. And she is some kind of cook. She cooked a lot of food for us for this event. Business on the Edge and the On the Edge Women in Business Club, where we threw our hat in the ring, of course, to help sponsor since it was our event. We wanted to make sure that we didn't just, you know, have the event, but that we put our money where our mouth was as well. Don Roberts of Gozier Digital, thank you so much. Julia Lopez, loan officer of Movement Mortgage, thank you so much for giving and donating. Extreme Pita in San Jose, in North Valley, San Jose, Pizza California, Fisher's Wild in North Valley, San Jose, Western Seminary. We appreciate you giving. And Western Seminary has something special coming up. Discover Coaching, and that's January 13th, 2016, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You want to connect with them, and there's also an opportunity to experience Introduction to Coaching, January 14th through 15th, and that's 2016. So if you want to connect with Western Seminary, get connected. They have some very, these little hybrid classes or micro classes, if you will, and Discovering Coaching is fantastic, and you can connect with them again at Western Seminary. You can RSVP at westernseminary.edu or connect with Lisa Mueller at westernseminary.edu. So you want to connect with them. And then we want to thank Nefertiti Beauty Salon in San Jose. Thank you for giving Kellyanne's Day Spa in Pleasant Hill. We want to thank you. And they have some great, great, just I love Kellyanne's Day Spa. And I love their little ice cream sundae pedicure. You won't go wrong with that if you want to get out there and give them a try. So thank you all for that. And we're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. Before we club around here in this segment, I want to get back to a little bit of managerial skills, being a great manager, motivating the people that you're working with. And so I wanted to just, since I have a little bit more time in this segment, I want to give you a little bit of, just kind of want to expound a little bit more information on motivating your team. And, you know, you create a environment of motivation and appreciation. People will work for you, and not out of fear and not out of threat, you'll frustrate them. And so when you create this atmosphere, when you are meeting the needs, you are first as a manager meeting the needs of your employees, not the other way around. If you want them to work well for you and you recognize them and reward them for good performance. And as a result of that, it can eliminate poor performance. And so you want to use a strategy that allows you to maximize their full potential. And great people and people with integrity want to be maximized. They like the challenge of you wanting them to operate at their full potential, because it's exciting. And not only is it exciting, it challenges them to go to their next level. And so you don't want to frustrate that opportunity for them to be stretched, because when they hit that, when they plateau, it'll push them and press them to go to another level. And that will allow them to become even better at what they're doing. I like challenging. I like motivating my team for them to go to their next level. I keep in mind their needs. I keep in mind I ask them about their goals. I ask them about things that they want to do. I don't think Business on the Edge or the On the Edge Women in Business Club is the finish line for them. And so my job is not only to get the best work and service and productivity out of them, but to put them in positions that will allow them to be on track to achieve some of the things that's in their heart to do. I'm very mindful of what my team has in mind to do. And I try to do things that lend towards that goal being reached, to include knowing that for them to do it oftentimes means that they will have to eventually leave Business on the Edge or the On the Edge Women in Business Club as a team member. working for business. So sometimes as a great manager, a great leader recognizes that they have to one day let go of their people, and you bring in another round of people, and you grow them, and they do the work, and they work at their highest level of ability, and you continue to work with them on that, and the team, the cohesiveness of the team. So when you have barriers to employee motivation, some of the ways that you can have some of those barriers are a lack of goals or agreement on goals, not knowing what is expected. So how can two walk together? At least they agree, right? Unclear, lack of information. And oftentimes you see some of these things in new businesses, and not because businesses don't want to have their goals set, like within a business plan or information. It's that they're growing and they're learning. And so when you understand that, you can resolve that by saying, okay, I need to do a clear and concise business plan. So when I'm working with my team, they understand what we're trying to achieve. We want to be consistent rather than inconsistent. You don't want no win situations. You don't want to have no follow through. Too many chiefs, and you can have too many chiefs in small businesses. Even when you're the boss, people can come in and, because it's small, feel like they have say in some of the things that they probably shouldn't have a say in. You have to make sure that you keep the lines clear in terms of you just can't have two heads, two chiefs, double-headed. Anything is a monster. And so that doesn't mean that you can't have partners in a business, because partners are in agreement. That's one head. Why? Because there's an agreement. And small businesses tend to have lack of support, small ministries, lack of support. You get a lot of volunteerism. And you have to be careful of lack of recognition. When you praise people for good work, great work, they appreciate it. My son contracts for me from time to time, and I actually pay him because he's a contractor. He's W-9'd everything, and so he does some work, and he helps support putting up our podcast. My son has always been involved as much as practical with my career over the years. He's 21 years old, so he's experienced my doing productions, running productions, editing, television programming, learning. I wanted to train him. So when I couldn't get him involved, I'd get him involved. He's a great photographer. He's been at events that I've done with Assemblymember Canson Chu. Speaking of Assemblymember Canson Chu, I want to thank him for coming out to our Christmas party, Assemblymember Canson Chu and his beautiful wife, Daisy Chu. We appreciate it. And also Dennis King, the executive director of the Small Business Development Center, popped in on us as well. So I want to say thank you to some of our local heroes, I would say, and local leaders for joining us. That's not happening with everyone's event, where you have political figures showing up to wish you a Merry Christmas and participate in your event. So we're appreciative of that. But so I've had my son involved, but as he's putting up the some of our programming out there on podcasts, he's had some little mistakes, and I said, hey, I'm paying you for this. Can you fix that? You're doing a great job. I appreciate it. Everything looks good. But we want to make sure that, you know, when we're sharing what that program is about, that the sentence is clear and it's not unclear. And so what am I doing along the ways? I'm saying, hey, you're doing a great job, son. So while you're doing this, I do need you to make this minor correction here in these areas, and I think we'll be great. You're doing it, you know. And so I continue to motivate him. Why? Because I don't want him to be discouraged on, you know, to major on a minor, because it's a minor. But if I don't address it because he's my son and I just go back and fix it all, he's not going to learn anything. And so I says, hey, I appreciate it. You good? Yes, I'm good. I'm great. Yeah. You know, why? So he's like, okay, I'm going to go back and check. I apologize. So even with nepotism, those that in you know, that you bring in that are family or friends, motivation goes a long way with everyone. And it allows them to perform at a higher level. This allows him to perform at a higher level. And so we can make those choices in our managerial skills. So before we go to commercial break, we'll call up around for just a moment. You know, it's kind of, you know, we have to promote some of the things that we do, like our On the Edge Women in Business Club. It is a really great resource. You will not be disappointed if you join the club, and that's $10 a month in that subscription. I am doing a holiday special, New Year's special, if you will. If you join now, then you will get the first month free. So it's only 10 bucks. Well, it's only 10 bucks a month, but we will let you kind of hang out for a month and check things out. All you have to do is go out to our club website, fill out the registration information, don't pay it, and we will activate that account for that first 30 days. And then when it comes up, it'll cue you. But it is a tool, and it is a tool to for you to improve upon yourself and get information and connect with people and network and build your business or build your leadership skills or your professional career. Or there's just so much out there. And that's not to say that you're not already great. I just don't think that any of us are done learning. I love learning and I want to continue to learn. And so hopefully that'll be a great tool for you. And the club is about cohesiveness and relationships, and you can utilize it on your own time. And so that means that you can connect to some really cool resources and things without connecting with our office. You can connect at 3 o'clock in the morning if you choose to do so. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. While we wrap things up this afternoon and you're out there shopping, Christmas shopping and all of that good stuff, good holiday cheer, don't overspend, be mindful, be judicious. I know it's kind of hard this holiday, you know, every holiday season, because you just want to bless folks. But don't get into debt. Be careful about that. So I want to just recap our show. We talked a little bit about managing and motivating your employees. Very important. We talked about hate and destruction and really God's response to difficult behaviors. He responds with love. He responds with love. Doesn't mean that he doesn't deal with behavior that's incorrect or inconsistent with what he desires. Doesn't mean that you're not responsible for your behavior. If you make wrong choices, you're responsible for your behavior. And when you make great choices, there's a response to that great behavior. Like when you do great in school and you do your work and you study and you take the test, you get an A and you keep doing that, the school gives you a diploma. And if you don't, then you achieve something different, very different. So there's a cause and effect to everything. And in this case, when we talk about love, and love covers, love is patient and love is kind. Let's keep that in mind and be careful that as Christians, we're not looking at the acts of violence that's going on around the world that we've seen in Europe, Paris attacks, and we're seeing attacks in San Bernardino. There's a very evil in the world. And that's influencing people. And we need to pray and we need to love. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be mindful when you go out and when you travel. But I think and believe that the Lord wants us to be mindful of not making people feel who are also victims. You know, we're seeing some retaliation on Muslims in this country. And I think that that's a very wrong response. And to the Muslim community. And I think that's a very wrong response. We've seen very wrong responses to our police officers. And that's a very wrong response, behavior. Not all police officers are hurting people on purpose. We have to, as the body of Christ, as business professionals, we have choices and we need to make God's choices. We need to make God choices first. We need to make what is his choice first. Before I respond to that, what is God saying? I need to make sure that I do that first. First, beyond culture, race, everything, what is God saying? Let me do that. Let me respond that way in my business, in my ministry, in my career, in my day-to-day life. Let me respond God's way. Because when you respond God's way, that's the best way. You can't go wrong with responding God's way. It's just impossible. And it could cause you to lose your life, but you can't go wrong because you have eternity with the one who gave his life for you, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I want to keep saying this in these different shows. Appreciate the season. We love you, Lord. Be good to somebody out there. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.